I'm Brianna Holbert. I'm from Lodi, California, currently serving as the National FFA President.
Brianna, tell me about what you've experienced so far this week in Minnesota.
Oh my goodness, I've experienced so much. First off, we got to go from Minneapolis to Willmar, where I got to hang out with a group of ag students who were really into like small animals, where they had these animals like take care of other people, so they're like nurturing animals. And it was really cool to talk to them and get to know them, and there's also taxidermy all over the wall. So that was my first breath of Minnesota, but I liked it, including the weather, which is way cooler than California. But then yesterday, I got to travel to different schools and meet with students, as well as deliver a keynote, and then do a workshop based on priorities this morning. Just seeing the different diverse backgrounds of students in different schools is really intriguing to me, and just to see how much Minnesota really cares about opening their doors up to people regardless of where they're from.
What are some of the bullet points from your keynote?
So basically, I talk about the difference between saying I can't and I can. So when I was growing up, my dad told me, one of the last things he told me before my parents got a divorce, he said, if you say you can't, you can't. If you say you can, you can. And so I took that model and I brought it into my keynote, and I talk about this trench. And the more times we tell ourselves I can't, that trench gets bigger. But if we try to tell ourselves I can more often, that trench gets smaller and we're closer to our goals. And so I try to spread that word because I think a lot of high school students need to hear that nowadays, especially because there's so much going on with going to college or getting a career, or just things in their family and friends. And so by telling ourselves I can, it makes things a lot easier for them to consume and digest and be able to do.
In following and implementing that model, what's your journey through FFA been like?
It's been probably one of the best things I've ever done in my entire life, because it literally changed my life. I was a small urban girl from an urban background who grew up in the middle of America, where urban and rural connected, but I had no idea I was from an agriculture area. Got into FFA, wasn't super active at first, but my advisor was like, girl, you're gonna get into this and you're gonna love it. And I'm like, okay, crazy lady. I ended up doing a public speaking contest that blew me away. I was bottom of the barrel of that public speaking contest, but I realized that that urban girl, that girl who came from a non-traditional agricultural background, she did that. And I can continue to do that. So through my FFA journey, I've gotten to serve on numerous different officer teams on the chapter, state, and also the national level now. Get to do different public speaking events, such as Prepare Public Speaking and Creed. And I did a lot of floriculture and horticulture, which led me to my sustainable agriculture pathway. I want to be able to be an urban agricultural educator and teach students in an urban area.
What have been some of the major highlights throughout your experience as the national president thus far? Obviously, a ways to go yet.
Ooh, I think my biggest highlights of being the national FFA president would be the opportunities that I get to hang out with students and also hang out with industry. I just got back from a visit at AFSA, and when I was sitting there and I was talking to the students, there's a student named Paige. And Paige and I just automatically connected because I said, hey, I want to be an ag ed teacher. And she's like, me too. And so she called her mom so that way she could stay like 30 minutes later to just sit down and talk to me about what she liked to do. And so connections like that with Paige was something that I strived for when I started running for this office, and what I continue to strive for is being that connection for students and also the industry. I think it's important that, yeah, I don't come from an agricultural background, but I'm in agriculture and I want to feed agriculture to the students across this nation as a national president. And so getting the opportunity to talk to different industry leaders about the significance of agriculture to them is something I can take and transfer to students like Paige who want to be an agricultural educator and any other occupation.
What would you say is the, I don't want to use the word easy, but maybe the more effective way to communicate to people the value of FFA? Is it when you're back home in California and you're talking to people from your area that are more familiar with your type of background, or is it when you're traveling to places like Minnesota and it's kind of brand new, and so you're able to kind of just start with a blank slate and talk about who knows what?
So actually today we went to Humboldt and we also went to Como Park. And Humboldt has an established FFA chapter, but Como Park didn't. And so coming from Humboldt, which knew about FFA, and then Como Park, who just got a charter, students were asking questions left and right about FFA. And so I was kind of taken back, but I was able to just dive in with them because they wanted to just know the basics of what FFA did. And so when I'm asked, like, what are the values of FFA and, like, what would I share with a group of students, like, I automatically share with them, like, you don't need to be anyone else but yourself when you're in this organization. And if you just take one opportunity to be a part of it and just to completely soak yourself in your personality, there is so much success that could happen. I'm a reflection of that. Thousands of members from my state are a reflection of that, and so are the 650,000 that are continuously showing premier leadership, personal growth, and career success throughout this country. So I got to talk to them about just be yourself and success will follow.
Brianna, anything else about your experience so far in Minnesota or about National FFA Week that you want to make sure we touch on?
National FFA Week is the opportunity for students to really showcase what they love about FFA to their community, to their schools. And I just wanted to say that I'm extremely thankful for the opportunity to be here in Minnesota. Not only coming from California where it's extremely hotter than here, I just got off the phone with my mom. She said, it's 54 degrees outside. And I said, oh, I'm going to be in shorts and a tank top when I get home. Not only just having the experience of environmentally just seeing the difference between these states, but also seeing the difference between all the different students in the country is something that I'm blessed to have the opportunity to be a part of, to continuously add to my tool belt of being a better agriculturalist as well as a better agricultural educator. So I'm thankful for Minnesota FFA for letting me be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.